This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You hear this guy Fetterman in Pennsylvania? I'm going to get to the FBI story in a second. Fetterman's running. He's the big oaf Democrat running for Senate in Pennsylvania. Well, he just stroked out recently. He had a big stroke. He was in the hospital. And since then, he won't take any questions from the media. He won't really go out and campaign. He gives these little four-minute speeches. And even when he does, he doesn't sound very good.
If you say you think the word of steel worker, what words come to your mind if you say steel workers? Of all the words that bring to your mind when you hear the word steel workers, does the...
Ooh. We got Kamala Harris up there again. You can tell he just keeps repeating the same word as his mind is trying to look for what he's supposed to be talking about. That's not good. Why can't these people talk between Grandma Vodka and Dome and Joe? None of these people can talk. Yeah, there's something wrong when your candidate has a stroke and he's still running. We can't get someone in there who's not going to die in his first year. Golly. All right. Do some administrative state stuff, and then I'm finally going to get to some more emails I've been lacking. The Hunter Biden stuff. Headline, new FBI whistleblower claims FBI told agents not to look into the laptop. Quote, you will not look at that Hunter Biden laptop. The FBI is not going to change the outcome of the election again. You understand the same FBI that just raided Donald Trump's home? That's the FBI that they didn't ignore the Hunter Biden stuff. They actively buried the Hunter Biden stuff on behalf of Joe Biden. You know who Derek Kinnison is? Derek Kinnison was one of the January 6th protesters. Derek Kinnison did not enter the Capitol. Derek Kinnison did not clash with police. Derek Kinnison is, though, facing 80 years in prison. 80 years in prison. $1.2 million in fines. Never entered the Capitol. Never clashed with police. Hunter Biden, though, Hunter Biden had his laptop actively covered up by the FBI. I'm telling you, this is why I'm warning. If this stuff doesn't change, there's going to be a Franco coming. All right, I got to get to some emails here. We still have to get to yet another attempted murder of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yes, this is the second one, but first, get to some of these. Jesse, I hope I'm listening when you answer this. I work for a living and I'm currently running for a state rep position, so I'm busy. My wife and I have hosted nearly 500 foster children. We have 5 genetically connected and 2 adopted children, plus another 8 closely held former foster children. This proves we have some game. Golly. What I try to teach all my children is that love is a choice and like is an emotion. I choose to love my wife, but I got lucky because I really like her. Of course, there's a lot more to this, and I'd be happy to talk to you, but I'd love to hear your position, your opinion. You're a smart guy, knows how to put it all together. I think I do too, but you have the platform. Your show is great. I appreciate your points of view. I wish I could listen every minute, every day. I'm in Boston. I listen to WRKO when you're on at 7 p.m. 5 days a week. Please feel free to contact me if you wish. He says I can say his name for his foster kids. His name is Rodney Cleaves. Rodney, you and your wife are freaking saints. You're helping that foster. The foster system is something a lot of people don't know a lot about. And I know there's a ton of abuse that goes on, sadly, within the foster system. But these parents who open up their home to these kids who've had it rough, God bless you, man. When you adopt somebody, when you do the foster thing, that's snatching somebody out of a horrible situation and giving them a chance. I think it's awesome. Hello, Shogun. Ooh. Heads up, everybody. Pay attention. We have, according to him, the best recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich. Let us begin. Hello, Shogun. This is how you make the best grilled cheese. Melt a stick of butter for each 2 sandwiches, an entire stick for each. All right, I like where this is going. Dip both sides of the bed in the butter. Let the excess drip off. Grill both sides of the bread. Grill the side that will be on the interior the way you like it. Then you place the cheese, 2 slices per side, on the finished side of bread. Finish off grilling the outsides of the bread and form into a sandwich. Book an appointment with your cardiologist. He says, you are welcome. That sounds freaking fantastic. I've never grilled both sides of the bread before. Oh, man. See, you tune in and you know what you get?
We're changing people's lives.
That's how you change people's lives right there. Menu Whisperer. I heard you describing the Texas State Fair. You know what? That's too much. It's too much food right now. Carly Simon, someone questioned. All right, what we're looking for. Hold on. He has a suggestion. What we're looking for, we need some kind of song or sound effect for whenever I'm right about something, whenever I make a prediction and it turns out to be true, which as the Oracle Shogun that I am is pretty much all the time. We need some kind of sound effect. This guy has one. Michael, I need you to pull it up. He says the song is Lonely Being Right by the Ken Clark Organ Trio. Ken Clark Organ Trio. The song is Lonely Being Right. Michael, find this song. Says I can say his name. His name is Keithan. All right, I'll let Michael dig for that while I move on. You have it? You have it? Play it. Let's hear some of it. Let's hear it. And absolutely not. Not a chance. That was a terrible selection, Keithan. Do better. Jesse, I'm 24. I live in a deep blue district in Connecticut. I listen to the podcast every day at my accounting job and enjoy your anti-communist takes. Maybe someday this state will turn around and wake up. Looking forward to moving to a redder part of the country before I start a family or buy property. Don't see any upside in staying here to pay outrageous taxes and having the police defunded. You're the man, and tell Chris he has a cool name. Thanks for the daily reminder. Freedom is not free. Says I can say his name. His name is Chris. You know what? People don't talk a lot about Connecticut. Connecticut is beautiful. Connecticut has some gorgeous spots to it. It's, I shouldn't give out the name. Someone you would probably know, had a wedding in the Connecticut countryside. You don't think about the countryside when you think about Connecticut. A lot of people don't if you haven't spent time there. But it was in the Connecticut countryside, and we got to stay in this little cabin. I mean, it wasn't anything fancy. It wasn't a fancy wedding or anything like that, but we stayed in this cool, fancy cabin. Connecticut is a cool place. It's kind of weird, isn't it, that the bastions of freedom that started the country are all communist hellholes now? When you think about it, like Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, that's like where freedom began. And it's just, oh, the Boston, of all places, Boston has a mayor who's an open communist. How does that happen in a city like Boston, man? Shout out to the great WRKO, by the way. But how does that happen? Sad, man. All right. Someone once again tried to murder Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to update you on that. We still have to get to the lady in the mixed weight relationship and much more still on the Jesse Kelly Show. But let's get to, again, what we heard last night. Remember that email I read? You read it a couple times. About the 61-year-old man. 61. He's 61 and he's losing belly fat. He's 61 and he has more energy than he's had in years. And guess what? He didn't go to Pfizer for it. He didn't go to Big Pharma for it. He used natural herbal supplements with U.S. manufacturing. And talk about putting your money where your morals are. Chalk is a hardcore anti-communist company. So he's funding people who are on our side and buying natural herbal supplements and getting healthier and better. Fellas, go get a male vitality stack from Chalk and you'll see the difference. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. 35% off the entire store. You're going to be overwhelmed by all the great stuff. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack, whatever else you want. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and this is another PSA because we had this talk last night, so I'm not going to go into it for a long time, but I talked last night about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Somebody swatted her, sent a SWAT team to her house, which is attempted murder. That's them trying to have her murdered by police. SWAT team shows up, goes in, guns drawn. You're not going to know what's going on. Maybe you pull a gun on the cops, you end up dead. It's attempted murder is what it is. They did it again last night. You want to know how this stuff happens? I'm going to read you directly from the article here for a minute so you can understand what this looks like, how this happens. Okay, just trying to make sure we're all aware this is now going to be a commonly used tactic from the communists. These are people who have always wanted you murdered. That's just how communists operate. Understand, we are dealing with demonic forces here. These are people who don't place any value on human life at all. None. If you are standing in their way, it just doesn't mean anything to them to have you killed. That's how they work. Anyway, quote. On Thursday, August 25th, 2022, at 0253 hours, Rome, the police, 911, received a call about a male possibly shooting his family members and then himself at the home of Marjorie Greene. The male's name that was given was Wayne Greene. The call came in as though it was from a suicide crisis center, but it was not through a phone. It was through an internet chat. The person who made the call through the chat advised that they came out as transgender and claimed they shot the family. They also claimed, if anyone tried to stop me from shooting myself, I will shoot them. And they advised they would be waiting for us. So they had to go to the location. They had to go to her door once again, came to the door. They gave her an alert. They gave her a heads up because they were aware something like this might happen again. I only tell you this. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on it. We're going to go do other stuff here, but this is a tactic you're going to see more and more. And it's only a matter of time before this works. Marjorie Taylor Greene lives in Rome, Georgia. Marjorie Taylor Greene lives in a red area. The cops know who she is, know where she is. She's fine. Let me ask you something. Boston, Massachusetts. We were just talking about Boston. Let's say your neighbor thinks you're an evil devil because you have a Trump flag in your yard or something. Would the cops in your area, do they know you? Would they be as cautious? Even if they remember, the cops don't have to be the bad guys in this situation. They're doing their job, trying to go out there, save lives, stop a bad guy. This is something you're going to see more and more and more. All right, get to some more emails here. Jesse, it seems clear we're gearing up for a Trump versus DeSantis fight in 2024. We are. I already told you about that earlier in the week. While I expect DeSantis would openly rally around Trump if he falls short, I'm not sure Trump would do the same and endorse Heavy D should he win the nominee. How do you think that would affect the ultimate winner? P.S. Thanks for opening my eyes to ESG scores. Says I can say his name. His name is Ike. I don't agree. I think Trump obviously is a brawler. That's why we chose Trump originally, because we wanted a battle axe, somebody who would brawl with the left. But I think Donald Trump would rally around Heavy D. I do. Now, maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think Donald Trump loves the United States of America. Michael, am I off base in that? I've never got the impression Trump was facing it. I think he genuinely loves the country. Michael told me he wants me to give him a minute. He's going to pull something up on that. I'd be honest with you. I'm honest about the things I dislike about politicians. I think Donald Trump genuinely loves America, and I think that came through, and I think it's why Donald Trump to this day has so many loyal followers on the right, because they feel that he's finally someone who loves the country. Go ahead, Michael.
Major U.S. newspapers last year criticizing U.S. foreign policy. What would you do differently, Donald?
I'd make our allies, forgetting about the enemies. The enemies you can't talk to so easily. I'd make our allies pay their fair share. We're a debtor nation. Something's going to happen over the next number of years with this country, because you can't keep going on losing $200 billion, and yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people.
That was Donald Trump. You notice how his voice sounded different? That's because that was from 1988. He was sitting down with Oprah. Donald Trump has been speaking about the American working man and what's best for America for a long, long, long time. If Heavy D runs against him in the primary, and I believe he will, and Heavy D ends up beating him, I don't agree that Donald Trump will storm off and take his ball and go home. Maybe he will. I don't know the man personally. I know a bunch of people around him. I don't know him. I don't think so. I think you'd see Donald Trump out there on the campaign trail campaigning with Heavy D. Now, that's not to say the primary is not going to be nasty. This is Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a brawler. He's a junkyard dog. When Heavy D gets in, as soon as Heavy D starts, look, Trump is going to know when Heavy D is getting in before Heavy D actually gets in. Your best indication that Heavy D is about to jump in the race will be when Donald Trump finally starts saying something nasty about him publicly. Remember, they're doing this thing right now. I've used this comparison a bunch, and it's so true. Credit to me for that. I've used this comparison. Donald Trump is the old lion. He's been running the pride for a while now. He's been the leader of the Republican Party for a while now. And the old lion is not ready to give it up. It's good to be the leader of the pride. Life is good. Get all the chicks. Life is good. They bring you dinner. Ron DeSantis is the young lion. Old lion thinks he's earned the right to continue leading the pride. Young lion thinks it's time for some new blood and wants to take over. Okay, well, how do they work that out in real life? You watch any nature videos? They're going to fight. Sometimes the old lion still has enough left in the tank, enough experience. He takes out that young lion, gets to hang on for a while. Sometimes the young lion's just too young and strong and faster and better than what the old lion used to be, and he wins. Either way, in the end, remember this, the pride wins. Why? Because the strongest lion will continue to lead the pride, giving the pride the most amount of protection. But what they're doing right now, Trump and DeSantis, I think it's fascinating to watch. I think it's entertaining. What they're doing right now, they're doing that thing where they're circling each other. You've seen the nature shows. The young lion starting to sniff around the tribe a little bit. Oh, man, those lion chicks, they look pretty good. I think I'd like to go ahead and take that over maybe. And then the old lion's kind of giving him the side eye. That's what they're doing right now. They're going to do this routine for a while.
They're going to talk nice about each other, kind of. And then they'll kind of stop doing that. No, no, I love Ron DeSantis. No, I love Trump. I like Trump. I like Ron. Oh, okay. I mean, Donald Trump's fine. It'll slowly degenerate from here as they circle around each other and get ready to tear each other to shreds. And that's the way it should be. You should go have a good fight and get bloody to earn my vote and your vote. That's the way it should be. All right. Mixed weight relationships and my mustache. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it probably wouldn't hurt to check in on the status of the Democratic primary. We talk a lot of Trump and heavy D. Remember, I say it's going to be New York Mayor Eric Adams. Gavin Newsom is the odds-on favorite. I just want you to know this is the kind of stuff that's coming nationally if he gets elected.
We took a risk. We came out front. I did an executive order saying in 2035, California was going to lead the way on alternative fuel vehicles. Tomorrow, California Air Resources Board is going to codify that. We will be the first jurisdiction in the world to require all new cars to be sold to be alternative fuel cars.
They can do that, Michael. Michael said, can they even do that? They can do that. That's coming for the United States of America. California, New York always give you a preview of where the communists are going in this country. These people are trying to wreck us. Golly. All right, get to some more of these. I love this. I shouldn't say I love it. It makes me feel old and confused. The headline is this. I'm in a mixed weight relationship, but haters say I should only date fat people. The self-proclaimed, I kid you not, I'm not making this up, the self-proclaimed Thickney Spears is clapping back at online trolls criticizing her mixed weight relationship with her longtime boyfriend. She's a proudly plus size lifestyle influencer from Vermont. Quote, people always say people always assume that a fat person like me should be with another fat person, and that goes the other way as well. Too bad it's all based from jealousy and minds filled with judgment, so those comments hold zero value. I
I don't even know exactly what I want to say about this whole thing. I didn't know a plus-size lifestyle influencer was a thing. What is an influencer and a plus-size lifestyle influencer? All these things. I'm 41. All these things make me feel like I'm 81. I don't even know what those words mean. But fellas, there's no judgment here if you like a bigger girl. It's no shame in wrestling heavyweight. Sombrero wearing Frandito Bandito. I have my IT guy at work Photoshop your cover photo to see what you would look like with just a mustache. You are Luigi from Mario on Nintendo. All the crap you talk about Italians, I want your DNA results. Guaranteed you have Italian and Jew in there. Keep kicking, commie butt. I love the show. You know, well, remember, in case you're wondering what he's referencing, I laid down a bet, which turned out to be a really stupid bet on the show. Now I can't back out, that I believe Democrats will lose 40 seats at the midterms. 40 seats. If they don't lose 40 seats, I have to shave in a mustache. Let me tell you what, the wife is not happy about this bet, by the way. Not happy at all. I told her I can't back out now. Honor is at stake, so I can't back out now. But I wonder, you don't think I really do have some Italian in me, right? I've never done one of those DNA things, and I'm never going to, because they send your DNA off to the government where they collect your data, so I'm never going to do it. But look, obviously I'm Irish. The name Kelly gives that away. I think there's some German in there as well, because my grandpa on my mom's side, Grandpa Hank, rest in peace, they're Amish, so there's a lot of German influence there. So I think it's Irish and German. Oh my gosh, if I'm Irish and German, I might be the whitest person in the history of the world. Michael, am I the whitest person ever? You didn't need a DNA test to tell you that? You know what? That's not very nice, Michael. That's not very nice. I habla. I guess you don't.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you and your thoughts. Let's try this again. I just listened to your open. I don't know. I just listened to your open about having a father teach us about finances. I'm 64 years old, but I clearly remember my dad taking all my mom's charge cards. She says that's what we called them in the 60s. We called them charge cards when I was a kid, too. That wasn't that old. Michael, quit looking at me like this. You're five, okay? He put them in the sink and burned them. Ow. She said my mom was not an extravagant spender, but my dad said if we don't have the money to pay for it, we don't need it. Dad was a sheet metal worker and mom worked at a bank. We never wanted for anything. I had some credit card debt that I paid off, but I haven't had a credit card in 10 years because I took my dad's advice. Said I can say her name. Her name is Nancy. Look, you can go listen to last night's show. If you miss any part of this show or last night's, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And I just opened up last night's show because I know the student loan thing was in the news. I opened up last night's show saying, don't take out loans unless you have a plan to pay them back. And if you did that, you should blame partially your father. It's your father's fault. Jesse, this guy says, respectfully, it may be a father's fault, but in some situations, let's be real. It's also kids not listening to their parents. Well, look, that's true. And what am I supposed to say? I did that. I did all kinds of stuff my parents didn't want me to do. Remember, I joined the Marines behind their back. Oh, they were so mad about that. And then when my dad found out I went infantry instead of something where I could, in his words, make some money afterwards. Oh, man, he was so upset. He's still upset. If you bring it up to him, they'll be in Israel for our Israel trip. If you bring it up to him, you'll still see it. He'll just shake his head and just scoff at what an idiot I was. I almost got killed. Ah, sorry, Dad. Dear Pink Flower. Okay, that's not nice. You know, that's not nice. When I confide in you my stories, it's not nice. In case you're just new to the show, people call me Pink Flower very rudely on occasion because that's what my father would call me. If I ever stayed home from school sick, he would make fun of me and call me Pink Flower until I got up and went back to school. Dad wasn't big on staying home sick. Dear Pink Flower, a few days ago I was talking with a friend. He asked me what I was doing. I immediately thought, we're changing people's lives.
We're changing people's lives.
I blurted it out myself, but it just didn't have the desired effect. It dawned on me that what I need is an app on my phone that replicates your soundboard and gives me the power to live out my daily life as if I'm the Oracle. Why don't you buy those two nerds, Michael, that's you and Chris, a case of beer and put them to work on creating an app This would clearly entrench my and my other listeners' lives with the mature insight we've come to expect from the show. It would likely cost me my marriage when I use Buenas Tardes one too many times, but it's for the greater good. You can use my name. He says, listen, thank you. His name is Sean. That's actually a really funny idea. Michael, how hard is it? It's got to be hard to create apps, right? It is. You need software. You need computers and software. I know some tech stuff, Michael. You don't have to say it that way. Why can't you guys do tech stuff? Do you know what? You just got out of college. Did you guys do that when you were doing college stuff? You didn't make apps in college? That's not something they do in college? I didn't know this. I don't know what you college. Look, you know what? Let's go back to John Fetterman.
If you say you think the word of
today, Junior?
Spidey Jesse, you talk a lot about these scumbags, Cuomo and Whitmer. He goes on to yell at me for not bringing up Minnesota. You know, not yell at me, but not bringing up Minnesota's Tim Walz. Tim Walz is a real dirtball, and he has destroyed that state. Minnesota's such a weird state. It's just a different place, which is weird because it's beautiful. And there was once upon a time, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, they were some of my favorite cities in the country. There was different. They're northern cold cities, which that's not the norm. And they were, at least back in the day, they were cleaner, but they're not cleaner very much now. All right, we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. A few more emails before we check out of here. First, you're going to go give $11 to Tunnel to Towers for me. Remember, when you're giving to Tunnel to Towers, it's not lining somebody's pockets. It's helping a Gold Star widow. We forget about these people, don't we? Now that Afghanistan's over and Iraq's over, we just kind of forget that we spent 20 years with people dying. There are widows out there. There are children out there. Dad's never coming home again. Tunnel to Towers comes alongside them and helps them. There are veterans out there with catastrophic injuries. Tunnel to Towers is building them smart homes. And you can go look up their charity rating. I don't want you to take my word for it, actually. Assume I'm lying to you. Go look up their charity rating online. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, it goes to help widows and orphans, as we are supposed to do. They ask for $11 a month. Just sign up to give it automatically. You'll never miss it, all right? Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. Tunnel to Towers.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Final segment on a Thursday. The weekend's almost here, baby. Once it's Friday, it's weekend time. Email me your questions, because tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, your questions do not have to be political. They can be. That's fine. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. That's one. Two. Your home, it stinks, and you need to get some Eden Pure thunderstorms. And it's not your fault your home stinks. I know you keep a clean home, but you cook in it, right? People are in it, right? Maybe pets. Maybe you're in there burning heaters, keeping it old school. Eden Pure thunderstorm doesn't cover up odors in your home. It takes them out of your air. They call it a thunderstorm because it does in your home what nature does after a thunderstorm. You will be able to taste it. I'm not exaggerating. These things are little miracles. Just this little black box. They have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. All right? All right. Now we're going to do something a little different tonight. I was going to do headlines I didn't get to, which I usually do. Maybe I'll get to that. But every once in a while, I like to mix in these sound bites, just go through all the sound bites of the night and react to that. I find that entertaining sometimes.
As a consequence, about $50 billion a year will start coming back into the Treasury because of the resumption of debt.
That's Joe Biden trying to act like taking $330 billion to pay off student loans for rich kids is anything other than an attack on his middle-class opponents. Yeah, that's what he does, but for good measure, he mixed in a little casual racism.
Many of you had to leave school because the financial strain was much too high. About a third of the borrowers have debt but no degree, and worst of both worlds, debt and no degree. The burden is especially heavy on Black and Hispanic borrowers, who on average have less family wealth to pay for it. There's no, they don't own their homes to borrow against to be able to pay for college.
Those poor Black people and Hispanics, they just don't even own homes. They don't have homes, which is weird because that's like half my neighbors. I bet you half my neighbors are Hispanic. My next door neighbors right beside me are Black. But this is the world you live in when you're a Democrat. You live in this world where the urban Black population that is poor and their situation's getting worse, those are the only Black people you ever meet. Get out of D.C. Come to the suburbs, Joe. We got Black people everywhere. Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, and you're not going to believe this. Now, hold on. They can read, write, they own homes, they have lawyers and accountants. It's almost, Joe, hold on. I know you're going to be blown away by this. It's almost like they're normal people with just a different shade of skin color. I know that's crazy, Joe, but I swear on my life it's true.
How much advance notice did you have of the FBI's plan to search Mar-a-Lago?
I didn't have any advance notice. None. Zero. Not one single bit.
Yeah, if you believe that, I've got a Golden Gate Bridge for sale in San Francisco. Just contact the show if you'd like to buy it from me. There's no chance anyone at any level in the federal government signs off on raiding Donald Trump's home unless they have the cover of it being approved by the person above them. No one at the FBI signs off on that without a man above him saying, yes, I give you permission. It's one gigantic cover your rear end session. Joe Biden knew. Well, I take that back. The White House knew. There's a growing knowledge in the country that Joe Biden flat out isn't informed of half the things that come out of the White House. He can't think. He's not all the way there. I mean, this is Joe Biden.
The president, is this unfair to people who paid their student loans or chose not to take out loans?
Is it fair to people who, in fact, do not own multi-billion-dollar businesses? They see one of these guys give them all the tax breaks. Is that fair? What do you think?
Yeah, that they're just not telling him very much stuff. Anyway, here's Elizabeth Warren and Elizabeth Warren's Beach Boys haircut.
Look, I'm not at all surprised that Mitch McConnell is attacking this. And the reason he's attacking it is because it is very, very popular.
It's so unpopular that the education secretary had to respond to Obama's former economic advisor who blasted it.
The former top Obama economic advisor, Jason Furman, had a long Twitter thread today. He blasted your plan. He called it highly problematic. He says it will encourage higher tuition in the future, encourage more borrowing. He says it will create expectations of future debt forgiveness. Is he wrong about any of that?
Oh, definitely.
That got uncomfortable. And look, let's pay homage to diversity hire, because, man, she's having a rough go of it with this new job.
Do you all believe that this student loan program is fully paid for?
So we do. So this, again, this is the question that my colleague here, Ambassador, got. So we have to get a better sense, right, of what we're talking about as far as cost. Wait, let me just say that out loud. She is the domestic policy advisor, and when she was asked that question, so I just want to iterate what she said. But we do believe it will be fully paid for because of the work that this president has done with the economy. We just don't have a number to share at this time.
Why don't you?
The secretary. The UN ambassador, the former UN ambassador, spoke to this yesterday. We just have to see. It is a process that we just need to take a look before we can answer that question. We just don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Whatever the cost might be.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't believe that it's going to increase the deficit.
You can't say how much it's going to cost. You can't say exactly how it's going to be paid for, and you can't say exactly who is paying for the cost. Mm-hmm. I get how you're arguing that it helps certain populations, but how is it fiscally responsible?
I mean, the way that we are talking about it and what we're trying to say is the actions that
Yeah, it doesn't get any better from there. You got to listen to the rest of the show if you want to hear. We got to move on to Tom Cotton talking about it. Ooh.
Of all the dumb things Joe Biden has done, this may be the dumbest yet. I know it's stiff competition.
Let's not forget Dr. Yuval Noah of the World Economic Forum. You should know this is not some internet crackpot. The World Economic Forum has already partnered with the United Nations to put agendas like this into place by the year 2030.
Now fast forward to the early 21st century when...
What accent is this? Because I find it aggravating. Now, maybe it's just because he's the Antichrist, but I find this aggravating. Michael, find out where he's from so I never visit there.
Now fast forward to the early 21st century when...
Crap, if it's Israel, Michael thinks it's Israel. That's not good because we're going there next summer.
Now fast forward to the early 21st century when we just don't need the vast majority of the population.
Because?
Because the future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology, like, again, artificial intelligence, bioengineering. Most people don't contribute anything to that except perhaps for their data. And whatever people are still doing, which is useful, these technologies increasingly will make redundant and will make it possible to replace the people.
In case you're wondering if these people are evil. All right. If you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I can guarantee you this about tomorrow. One, I don't have a plan per se. I mean, who would prep for a show? That's so lame. So we'll figure out where we go from there. But I know we're going to have fun. Ask me anything. That's what Ask Dr. Jesse is about. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And then we'll sail off into the weekend. We're going to forget about politics for a couple days. We're going to set our devices down. I don't know about you. I'm barbecuing this weekend. I'm going to grill meats, and it's going to make me feel good. All right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.